Let's Talk. This is John. And today I decided to go ahead and get on starting a brand new Let's Talk. I had one earlier. I'm going to start this one like a different way. So you will find me on YouTube. That's Let's Talk. That's LETZTALK. Let's Talk 24/7. That's on YouTube. And you also will find me here on anchor.fm. And today we just want to have a little talk about the vaccine and the COVID and the new COVID. Got a lot of things coming along our way today. Things have been from 2020 is coming into 2021. We got the new COVID that was in the UK, and then now it's over here in Colorado, which is a military base. Have a lot of military bases. The article that came out about it, it didn't say much. It didn't say much at all. It didn't tell you the guy's name. Just gave his age. Then they never tell you anything about him. They said he never left his house, or he left his house, but he never ventured outside of Colorado. But he ended up with something that started in UK here. So I don't know about the story, but things about to get a little bit crazy here, a little bit with the COVID. It's, the claim is mutating, which we don't know, or I don't know how it's mutating, what caused it to mutate, and nothing of the sort. But there's a lot going on. Are you willing to give in and take the vaccine? Are you doing it due to the fact you need your job? Or are you doing it because you just... that's what they're going to mandate us to do. Now, if you're doing it because they mandate you to do it or telling you to do it, you need to think it over, go do your research. It's a lot of people getting sick off of it. A lot of people are dying off the shot. A lot of people are falling due to the shot. You know, they're getting illnesses that they never had due to the shot. And, you know, everybody wanted to just jump and get a shot. That's not going to do much for you. It's just like the flu shot. They shoot you up with the flu shot, and you know, they give you the flu. Then some of you get sick after you take the flu shot, when the flu shot supposedly keep you from getting sick. So this is really no different than taking a flu shot. You go take this COVID shot, they tell you proteins, COVID proteins, reach your proteins, okay? That's still shooting me up with the shot, matter, along with other stuff that's inside the vaccine, you know, that can possibly harm you. You know, I'm just here to try to at least get you a way to think about it and be aware of, you know, what's out there, you know, what things are out there to keep your mind going. You know, don't just focus on the vaccine, focus on your next move in life. Figure out what they're going to do next. Me personally, I feel the next move is going to be a reset of the currency. Once they mess the dollar up, they're going to go to the digital currency. They're trying to figure out how to disperse it, or how we're going to go about to get everybody on board, which you're already on board, you just don't know it. If you use your phone to go to the ATM to swipe your phone across the thing, or when you're at the grocery store, you're already in the digital currency. Use your credit card a lot with the chips in them. They're already in a digital currency. They're going to try to make that digital currency seem a lot better and a lot easier, and you can spend it on a lot more things. There's a lot of people out here that is mining in a different currencies. There's different currencies that's being mined out here. You know, and I didn't want to get off the subject, but I'm just saying, you got to think of what's going to be next. What's the next move? Watch the news and dissect the news. Don't listen to the news and believe everything the news is telling. Yes, it's news, but dissect and think about it and say, does that make sense? You know, we got these people coming out as experts, and we don't know if they're experts. We're being told they're experts. They could be their buddies. You know, I go get my buddy and say, hey, bud, you're going to be the expert. So just like this show, we have it right now. I call a friend up, say, hey, I need you to call in as an expert and say this. Same thing is up in Washington, it's in D.C. and stuff. It's not changing. have those people as friends and buddies of each other, wash each other's back or anything for money. So why should I worry about that? Let's do the research. Let's find out what's going on. The CDC, they're voting about who's going to take shots next. Why don't they have you to vote? If we're supposed to be voting on president, why don't we vote on anything else? You know, it's just a crazy thing how things are going. And we accept it because we fell into a trap. We was trained into this trap, and we got to untrain ourselves out this trap. You know, they should listen to us. And not just listen to us when they think to bring in a president or some sort of change the Congress, because the Congress don't listen to you. We need to bring it to ourselves where we talk. You know, let's talk this stuff out and let us, if you really believe that voting works, let us actually vote and let's see if it works. Let's make it work, you know. I'm probably saying a lot of things that some of you are thinking or want to say, or hell, you probably even put it on social media. And matter of fact, you also can catch me at Let's Talk on Facebook as well. It's Let's Talk 24/7. It's L-E-T-Z Talk 24/7. That's on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. Where we also on Twitter, I follow a lot of people. I know I do the gematria, dealing with the numbers. You know, that's how I dissect the news. I learned from this guy, Zach Hubert. A lot of people would try to talk down on him. I'm not going to talk down on the man. That's how I learned the gematria. The gematria goes deep. It opens your eyes to a lot of things, to the understanding of how the things are going, especially if you go get a newspaper and read it, then go about dissecting it and seeing how it goes, man. It's a great idol, and you can use gematria with many things, numerology, with a lot of things. Same thing. I mean, you know, sort of. But back on to the vaccine and the COVID and stuff, man. You gotta look at a lot of officials, a lot of people. Can anybody tell me has Trump took the vaccine shot yet? Everybody else have taken it, supposedly. That's what they said. We can't prove if they're taking it or not. You can put it on TV, but we're not there to watch them put that needle in his arm. If it was there, we wouldn't know if it was the right needle. So they could tell us anything just to get you all pumped up. And well, my top officials took it, so I'm taking it. You know, you gotta watch who's taking it and who has, and see if they're really taking it. You know, some of these nurses are taking it and they're not feeling well. It's a lot of videos out there, people coming out, but then you got people that are talking down. Some of those people who are talking down about the people that's coming out, you know, they work for the people. They work for the government or hired agencies, you know, to talk down. They like, you know, they trolls, you know, they trolling the person and just discount them, you know, and you got to watch that as well. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on, man. I just want to keep your eyes, make sure you keep your eyes open, your ears open, listen, you know, understanding, try to break it down. Question those people as if you was questioning somebody in your house, you know, like, you know, why is this and why is that? You know, question like that. Go find other resources, find groups and throw those questions out, you know, you'd be surprised how much stuff you'll find out when everybody just brainstorming and listening to stuff that makes sense. You know, let's make it make sense. Just like the bombing in Nashville. It's what a supposed bombing in Nashville. You know, you really think that man went to Nashville, it was in Nashville to blow himself up and nobody else? That don't even make sense. There's a lot of questions to be asked in that little case. They're going to try to sweep it under the rug real quick because we didn't react the way they want us to, because now we're asking questions, you know, and that's cool too, you know. I won't always be, right now I'm doing both. I'm doing this show right now on YouTube, and I'm doing it on Anchor FM, but I'm just doing this tonight. I just feel like, you know, turning it on, talking, see, get it out there, you know. But as I go forward, I will be doing separate ones for simple shows, probably different shows for each ones. I may talk about the same thing, you know. But always, you can join me at either or YouTube. You can join me at Anchor. And also, you can leave me an email for topics you want to talk about. I'll bring you onto the show and we can have that conversation. I like sitting down talking, picking people's brains, you know, not arguing. I'm just going to pick your brain. You know, you tell me what you think, I'll tell you what I think. Just like now, I'm telling you what I think about these things that's going on, you know. And I sit back in deep thought sometimes and just like, that don't make sense. Or what if they do this? Or whether this is next? You know, I go read news articles and I question the news articles. So I want to bring those news articles to you. And, you know, then we can sit back and question. And right now, the one of today that I really want to question is this COVID too. You know, it's a deep thing, man. We're dealing with a time of repeating history, and history always repeats itself until you learn how to break it. We haven't broken it yet. We're getting close to breaking it. But it's repeating itself, and we got to figure out how to break through that God. But we can't just go for anything just because they tell us anything, you know. It's a lot of things going on. If you go read the paper, they tell you about COVID, but they put COVID to the back seat, and then they bring all this other stuff that you didn't know about, and then they glance that across you till you have to rewind it, or you go to the paper and find all these articles of other stuff that you should have been knowing about. You know, it's a lot of information out here, man, which a lot of talks. And they keep you focused on COVID. They keep you focused on sickness and putting the fear behind the sickness. You know, you've been sick before. If you eat this certain way and take certain vitamins or get the vitamins you need, I prefer you get natural vitamins in you, you know, and don't think so much of the virus, just think of thinking healthy. And train your body to think healthy. It'll fight, your immune system will fight the virus off and kick it out of there because it's stronger. Because if the second COVID don't work, trust me, they'll come out with another one that'll get you all scared. But they're going to make sure this second one is going to scare you into taking the shot. That's what they really want. If you would have took the shot willingly, no problem, this first go around, they wouldn't even said nothing about second COVID. They just put that in the back seat. But they started that talk in the UK. Everybody's trying to leave the UK, rushing to leave the area they was locking down due to the second COVID. Then you can't fly to the UK. UK can't fly here. But then it comes up in Colorado. How? It's like this disease is this little disease that they trumped up, it just flies everywhere it want to go, and then it's supposed to die in cold, it dies in heat. So everything it says it dies in, most of us lives in, and we walk around worried and making ourselves sick. The mask makes you sick. You want to know why everybody talk about not wearing a mask and why wear the mask? The mask can make you sick. The mask is not safe. The mask is made out of, you walk around with cotton paper over your mouth. Nothing to stop any. Think about that when you worry about people coming to your house, shaking your hand, touching your doorknobs. That little mask is not stopping anything from happening at all. All that mask is doing is just covering your mouth and your nose, moving fumes back and forth from mouth to nose, making your immune system sicker because the toxins that you're spitting out, you're breathing back in. So your body is fighting. Then when you get home, you feel worn out because your body been fighting. You should stop let your body fight and relax and walk free. You're supposed to be a free body, but they say the United States is the freest country in the world. Let's think about that. Are you really free? They tell you where you need to go, tell you where you can go or you can't go. So you're not free. You don't travel freely. We're not free. We got some sort of a thought of freedom. You still have to go to work. If you was free, you wouldn't have to work. Pay taxes. That you pay taxes on shit you're not supposed to be paying taxes on. So do you really think you're free? Or is that just something they punch in your brain and make you think you're free? So when you go to other countries, you think you're better than them. But in reality, most of them are free and they're really better than you. As you turn your nose up to them, think about that. You're not really free in America as they try to push it. You're not in the States, you're in the United. Every state is sovereign. They united you. You know? I didn't mean to get that deep on y'all, man. It's just, you know, I sit back and just, you know, I think a little bit and then when I think about it, it just crosses my mind and I just drop it out there for you. You know, also, if you're looking to for any t-shirts, you know, for the summer coming up, hoodies for the winter, also sell shirts on Teespring, is Your Man's Design at teespring.com. I'll put that in the description for you to go ahead and check that out. You might see something you like. You know. But, yeah, man, just, you know, if you got a smartphone, man, there's no way you should be thinking silly. Plug you in some news feeds you trust. Let them shoot that news across. Or put them all in. See what they all, different things they all saying and who's against who. I'm going to tell you this. All the news and newspapers darn near are all linked together. They all work in the same circle. They all owned by the same people. You know, they always have the same news. They always talk about the same person. And if they decide to go in on a person and talk down and make that person look bad, they will all jump on that person just like dogs. A pack of dogs. So you got to watch that type of shit too, man. So you got to just read it and break down what they said or read the article, because sometimes some articles just don't make sense. And then some people fall into the trap because they fall into their feelings about the article instead of listening, instead of reading and understanding the words that's in the article that's breaking things down. You know, that article will be having some crazy stuff in it, and it's like, wow, that don't make sense. You know, you start asking questions like I do now. You know, there's a lot of things going on, man. I just want y'all to keep your heads up. You know, keep your people close. You know, they need help. They just need somebody to talk to. Man, sit there and talk to them. You know, some people need people to talk to in this time because some people are actually locked in their house. Or they can't go to their friends as they want to go to. They're scared they're going to catch a disease. So if they call you, man, pick up the phone and just talk with them for a while. You know, they just probably need someone to talk to, you know, or want to know some stuff. You know, don't be all hesitant. You know, they can stop the time to be rude to people or mean to people. You know, and it's time to come together, really. Black or white, Mexican, Chinese, or Asian, you know, whatever you are, it's time for everyone to come together. Put aside the racism stuff, because there's more than that going on right now. They use the racism to keep us at odds, to keep you going and having more stuff to talk about while they do what they want to do. So why do we want to continue to keep that going when we don't have to? We can just sit there and we can make things go. We could change the whole thing out just right there. It's like, nah, we cool on that. Let's talk about this. What are you doing up there? Where's my money going that you take from me almost every year? Or every year, or every day? Where's that going? What are you doing with it? Even with your state, questioning them about your money. Where's that going? What's that? Why are we spending it on that? Then who's how many hands is touching that? You know, it's a lot of hands. I'm in Missouri. We passed the marijuana in here in Missouri this year or last year in 2020. It was passed. Now, I know once people start paying their taxes on it, state-wise, there's going to be more than one person touching that money. Somebody going to take some off the top since they can't keep track of it, really, so nobody would ever know. Each bundle to come in and I take a little here and a little there. Who's going to know that? So you got to watch that type of stuff. You got to ask questions, where is this money going? We're paying you taxes, so we shouldn't have any problems with any roads or anything, schools needing food or none of that. You know, people should be eating free lunch in school anyway, so we shouldn't have that problem then. You know, but, you know, you got to watch who's the snakes out there, you know. Even with the from state government to federal government. But right now, the federal government is a big pickle right now. It's a big thing going, man. There's a lot of stuff going on along with the COVID. And I believe, me personally, I believe they took the COVID and put it out there. It's out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not out there. A lot of people get me confused when I say it's not, when I don't believe in it and all that. It's not that I don't believe in it. I just know it's not. It's out there. But it's something else out there too. Or they doing it, giving it to you at the hospital. Once you figure out you got it, you go in. But that's just me. It's just a cover up to keep you focused on that while other things are going on behind the scenes within the government. Amongst themselves that they don't want to get out, you know, or might slip out, so they slap you in the face back with the COVID and how many people died and stuff like that until they get this whatever's going on fixed. I don't want to go deep into that right now. That would be another show. I could go in on what's going on, maybe going on. I feel it's going on where some analysts have came out with or whistleblowers that came out with what they know of what's going on. I will bring that to the show. I might bring that to the Anchor show because I can't get striked a lot as I do on YouTube. So Anchor would let me do it and push it out for me all over the place. By the way, if you want to join Anchor as your own little podcast, because I'm going to tell you this, man, they put you all over the place for you. They do the work for you. So basically you just record and you edit it and you set the time you want to set it out there, and then they push it out to every stream, every podcast, a phone, Apple, Google, whatever, you know, Spotify. They push it everywhere, you know, just for you, let alone they give you they help you get sponsors. So since this is my first show on this one, I will get some sponsors probably here as I do a few more, but you know, it is what it is. I'm here mostly for the talk, you know, to find people to talk about or talk with, or just to give some knowledge or give some information with what's going on. So, just to be up there for a little bit, you know. Give you my thoughts, and you might have the same thoughts. You might be thinking that same thing that day, you know, wow, that's right. It could be a distraction. It could be a lot of things going on. There's something going on. Nashville thing didn't make sense. There's something going on, you know. So it's crazy, you know. It's a lot of things that could be happening. And we're just sitting in our house waiting to get the okay. It's free to be you again. It's free to take off the mask and let your lips let your lips fly a little bit, you know. But it don't make sense, you know. You take the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask. So what's the point of me wearing a vaccine if I still have to wear a mask? It don't even make sense. Why take something and I still have to wear something, you know? And the ones that are telling you to wear it, I'll guarantee you, when they're not on camera, they jokers are not wearing. You know, I guarantee it. I guarantee they're sitting around all their friends laughing about it. You know, having their little drinks and come on, now I gotta go on TV tomorrow and put my mask on, you know, do my act. The world is a big stage. And there's movies that tell you that. Shakespeare says it. It's in books. a lot of us don't see it as a stage and think it's real. Some of it's real. I think some is real and some isn't, you know. So it just all, you know, it's just all, you know, we're all actors, we're extras. And the ones that's on the show is the ones they put on TV to put on the show. We sit here and watch the show as an extra, and we live our lives, and the camera just glimpse into it right now. You know, they about to be in your lives a lot with them cameras all on you. You gonna have a camera all in your house. You got a camera in your all in your house now. Then you gotta think the people who go get the camera doorbells. Then along with the camera doorbells, they go get extra cameras to put along in their house. So who you think gonna be able to get access to those cameras and watch you anytime they wanna watch you? Yes, your government. They can do that. They can go in and get the IP address and start linking in anytime they want to. Anybody can do it, not just your government. Hackers can do it easy, no problem. But you gotta watch it about the cameras. They about to put cameras on every block, every street, every corner, every building to triangulate you. It's crime is gonna get hard. If you do crime, it's gonna get hard. Cause it's gonna be recorded. Everything you do is gonna be recorded. It'll have face recognition, easy to find. It'll know where you live. You're already in the system because you already put your face on social media 24/7. 24/7, you put your face on social media. 24/7, your face is in your phone where your camera is always on when you think it's off. So they already have your face every time you look into your camera. You know, so face recognition is pretty easy set up already for them. Next is getting the cameras to manipulate the size of your head and eyes, because they already have your face. If you've been in crime already, you got your fingerprints already. Apple came out with the fingerprint thing to unlock your phone. They already have your fingerprint. They got your fingerprint, they got your eye print, they got your nose print, they got all everything they need, really, to do whatever they want. It's crazy. And some people sit up here, I don't want to be on social media. I don't want to show my face on this and that. But then you think about it, my face is already on everything. If you got a laptop, it comes with cameras. That camera is on. Even though that light's not on, that camera's on unless you put tape over the camera. But then your speaker is on. They turn the speaker or the mic on and listen to anything you want to say. Crime is going to get hard. Because everybody got to have their phone on. Your phone have a location device on it. Triangulates everything you do. And now the location is so modified that it will be right where you was at. It will show you picture right where you was at. It's not hard. You know? I think some things we don't think out. We're moving into a new age of different things and technology, where things gonna be real cool. Something's gonna be real cool, technology-wise. But other things gonna happen too. To get to that age, a lot of bad things gonna happen to get to the new world of where they want us to be. Difference, you know, how things are gonna be different. How you gonna be eating different? A lot of people don't believe me or don't believe it. I read the article. You're going to be eating different. You know, you're gonna be eating. Either you're gonna be eating healthier, or you're gonna be eating meat that's made in a lab, no longer grown in the fields. It's contaminated. It's gonna be contaminated probably because it's grown in a lab, but no longer. You know, force-fed animals with broken legs probably, because you wouldn't know what animal you're eating because it's made in a lab. They're just gonna tell you it's hamburger. Oh, that's sausage. That's this and that. You have to go to an actual farmer to get the meat you want. But you start going to grocery stores, you're gonna start seeing different type of meat. You're gonna start saying different words on it once they get it modified to the way they want. You know, there's gonna be a lot of new stuff coming out, man. We're welcome to Let's Talk. This is John, and today I decided to go ahead and get on, starting a brand new Let's Talk. I had one earlier. I want to start this one like a different way. So you will find me on YouTube. That's Let's Talk. That's LETZTALK. Let's Talk 24/7. That's on YouTube. And you also will find me here on anchor.fm. And today we just want to have a little talk about the vaccine and the COVID and the new COVID. Got a lot of things coming along our way today. Things have just been from 2020 is coming into 2021. We got the new COVID that was in the UK. And then now it's over here in Colorado, which is a military base. Have a lot of military bases. The article that came out about it, it didn't say much. It didn't say much at all. It didn't tell you the guy's name. Just gave his age. Then they never tell you anything about him. They say he never left his house, or he left his house, but he never ventured outside of Colorado. But he ended up with something that started in UK here. So I don't know about the story, but things about to get a little bit crazy here, a little bit with the COVID. It's, the claim is mutating, which we don't know, or I don't know how it's mutating, what caused it to mutate, and nothing of the sort. But there's a lot going on. Are you willing to give in and take the vaccine? Are you doing it due to the fact you need your job? Or are you doing it because you just, that's what they're going to mandate us to do? Now, if you're doing it because they mandate you to do it or telling you to do it, you need to think it over, go do your research. It's a lot of people getting sick off of it. A lot of people are dying off the shot. A lot of people are falling due to the shot, you know, they're getting illnesses that they never had due to the shot. And, you know, you know, everybody want to just jump and get a shot that's not going to do much for you. It's just like the flu shot. The flu shot, they shoot you up with the flu shot, and you know, they give you the flu. Then some of you get sick after you take the flu shot, when the flu shot supposedly keep you from getting sick. So this is really no different than taking a flu shot. You go take the COVID shot, they shoot, they tell you proteins, COVID proteins, reach your proteins, okay? That's still shooting me up with the shot, along with other stuff that's inside the vaccine, you know, that can possibly harm you. You know, I'm just here to try to at least give you a way to think about it and be aware of, you know, what's out there, you know, what things are out there to keep your mind going, you know. Don't just focus on the vaccine. Focus on your next move in life. Figure out what they're going to do next. Me personally, I feel the next move is going to be a reset of the currency. Once they mess the dollar up, they're going to go to the digital currency. They're trying to figure out how to disperse it, or how we go about to get everybody on board, which you're already on board. You just don't know it. If you use your phone to go to the ATM to swipe your phone across the thing, or when you're at the grocery store, you're already in the digital currency. Use your credit card a lot with the chips in them. They're already in a digital currency. They're going to try to make that digital currency seem a lot better and a lot easier, and you can spend on a lot more things. There's a lot of people out here that is mining in a different currency. There's different currencies that's being mined out here. You know, and I didn't want to get off the subject, but I'm just saying, you got to think of what's going to be next. What's the next move? Watch the news and dissect the news. Don't listen to the news and believe everything the news is telling. Yes, it's news. But dissect it, think about it, and say, does that make sense? You know, we got these people coming out as experts, or we don't know if they're experts. We're being told they're experts. They could be their buddies. You know, I go get my buddy and say, hey, bud, you're going to be the expert. So just like this show we have it right now, I call a friend up, say, hey, I need you to call in as an expert and say this. Same thing is up in Washington, that's in DC and stuff. It's not changing. Have those people friends and buddies of each other, wash each other's back or anything for money. So why should I worry about that? Let's do the research. Let's find out what's going on. The CDC, they're voting about who's going to take shots next. Why don't they have you to vote? If we're supposed to be voting on president, why don't we vote on anything else? You know, it's just a crazy thing how things are going. And we accept it because we fell into a trap. We was trained into this trap, and we got to untrain ourselves out this trap. You know, they should listen to us and not just listen to us when they think to bring in a president or some sort of change the Congress, because the Congress don't listen to you. We need to bring it to ourselves where we talk, you know, just talk this stuff out and let us, if you really believe that voting works, let us actually vote and let's see if it works. Let's make it work, you know. I'm probably saying a lot of things that some of you are thinking or want to say, or hell, you probably even put it on social media. And matter of fact, you also can catch me at Let's Talk on Facebook as well. It's Let's Talk 24/7. It's LETZ Talk 24/7. That's on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. Where we also on Twitter, I follow a lot of people. I know I do the gematria, dealing with the numbers, you know. That's how I dissect the news. I learned from this guy, Zach Hubert. A lot of people would try to talk down on him. I'm not going to talk down on the man. That's how I learned the gematria. The gematria goes deep. It opens your eyes to a lot of things, to the understanding of how the things are going, especially if you go get a newspaper and read it, then go about dissecting it and seeing how it goes, man. It's a great eye opener, and you can use gematria with many things, numerology with a lot of things. Same thing, I mean, you know, sort of. But back on to the vaccine and the COVID and stuff, man. You gotta look at a lot of officials, a lot of people. Can anybody tell me has Trump took the vaccine shot yet? All everybody else have taken it supposedly. That's what they said. We can't prove if they're taking it or not. You can put it on TV, but we're not there to watch them put that needle in his arm. If it was there, we wouldn't know if it was the right needle. So they could tell us anything just to get you all pumped up. And, well, my top officials took it, so I'm taking it. You know, you got to watch who's taking it and who has, and see if they're really taking it. You know, some of these nurses are taking it and they're not feeling well. There's a lot of videos out there, people coming out, but then you got people that talk them down. Some of those people talking down about the people that's coming out, you know, they work for the people. They work for the government or hired agencies, you know, to talk down. They're trolling a person and just discount them, you know, and you got to watch that as well. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on, man. I just want to keep your eyes, make sure you keep your eyes open, your ears open, listen, you know, understanding, try to break it down. Question those people as if you was questioning somebody in your house, you know, like, you know, why is this and why is that? You know, question like that. Go find other resources, find groups and throw those questions out. You'd be surprised at how much stuff you'll find out when everybody just brainstorms and listening to stuff that makes sense. You know, let's make it make sense. Just like the bombing in Nashville. What a supposed bombing in Nashville. You know, you really think that man went to Nashville, was in Nashville to blow himself up and nobody else? That don't even make sense. There's a lot of questions to be asked in that little case. They're going to try to sweep it under the rug real quick because we didn't react the way they want us to, because now we're asking questions, you know, and that's cool too. You know, I won't always be right now. I'm doing both. I'm doing this show right now on YouTube, and I mean, I'm doing it on Anchor FM. But I'm just doing this tonight. I just feel like, you know, turning it on, talking and shit, get it out there, you know. But as I go forward, I will be doing separate ones for separate shows, probably different shows for each one. I may talk about the same thing, you know. But always, you can join me at either or YouTube. You can join me at Anchor. And also, you can leave me an email for topics you want to talk about. I'll bring you onto the show and we can have that conversation. I like sitting down talking, picking people's brains, you know, not arguing. I'm just going to pick your brain. You know, you tell me what you think. I'll tell you what I think. Just like now, I'm telling you what I think about these things that's going on, you know. And I sit back in deep thought sometimes and just like, that don't make sense. Or what if they do this? Or what if this is next? You know, I go read news articles and I question the news articles. So I want to bring those news articles to you. And, you know, then we can sit back and question them. And right now, the one of today that I really want to question is this COVID too. You know, it's a deep theme, man. We're dealing with a time of repeating history, and history always repeats itself until you learn how to break it. We haven't broken it yet. We're getting close to breaking it. But it's repeating itself, just, you know, and we got to figure out how to break through that God. But we can't just go for anything just because they tell us anything, you know. It's, you know, it's a lot of things going on. If you go read the paper, you know, they tell you about COVID, but, you know, they put COVID to the back seat, and then they bring all this other stuff that you didn't know about, and then they glance that across you till you have to rewind it, or you go to the paper and find all these articles or other stuff that you should have been knowing about, you know. It's a lot of information out here, man, which is a lot of talks. And they keep you focused on COVID. They keep you focused on sickness and putting the fear behind the sickness. You know, you've been sick before. If you eat this certain way and take certain vitamins or get the vitamins you need, I prefer you get natural vitamins in you, you know, and don't think so much of the virus, just think of thinking healthy. And train your body to think healthy, it'll fight, your immune system will fight the virus off and kick it out of there because it's stronger. Because if the second COVID don't work, trust me, they'll come out with another one that'll get you all scared. But they're going to make sure this second one is going to scare you into taking the shot. That's what they really want. If you would have took the shot willingly, no problem, this first go around, they wouldn't even said nothing about second COVID. They just put that in the back seat. But they started that talk in the UK. Everybody's trying to leave the UK. Rushing to leave the area they was locking down due to the second COVID. Then you can't fly to the UK. UK can't fly here. But then it comes up in Colorado. How? It's like this little disease that they trumped up, it just flies everywhere it want to go, and then it's supposed to die in cold, it dies in heat. So everything it says it dies in, most of us lives in, and we walk around worried and making ourselves sick. The mask makes you sick. You want to know why everybody talk about not wearing a mask and why wear the mask? The mask can make you sick. The mask is not safe. The mask is made out of, is you walk around with cotton paper over your mouth. Nothing to stop anything. Think about that when you worry about people coming to your house, shaking your hand, touching your doorknobs. That little mask is not stopping anything from happening at all. All that mask is doing is just covering your mouth and your nose, moving fumes back and forth from mouth to nose, making your immune system sicker because the toxins that you're spitting out, you're breathing back in. So your body is fighting. Then when you get home, you feel worn out because your body's been fighting. You should stop your body fighting, relax, and walk free. You supposed to be a free body, but they say the United States is the freest country in the world. Just think about that. Are you really free? They tell you where you need to go, tell you where you can go or you can't go. So you're not free. You don't travel freely. We're not free. We got some sort of a thought of freedom. You still have to go to work. If you was free, you wouldn't have to work, pay taxes. That you pay taxes on shit you're not supposed to be paying taxes on. So do you really think you're free? Or is that just something they punch in your brain and make you think you're free? So when you go to other countries, you think you're better than them. But in reality, most of them are free and they're really better than you. As you turn your nose up to them, think about that. You're not really free in America as they try to push it. You're not in the States, you're in the United. Every state is sovereign. The United you. You know. I didn't mean to get that deep on y'all, man. It's just, you know, I sit back and just, you know, I think a little bit and then when I think about it, it just crosses my mind and I just drop it out there for you. You know, if you're looking to for these t-shirts, you know, for the summer coming up, hoodies for the winter. Also sell shirts on Teespring is your man's design at teespring.com. I'll put that in the description for you to go ahead and check that out. You might see something you like. You know. But, yeah, man, just, you know, if you got a smartphone, man, there's no way you should be thinking silly. Plug you in some news feeds you trust. Let them shoot that news across. Or put them all in. See what they all, different things they're all saying and who's against who. I'm going to tell you this. All the news and newspapers darn near are all linked together. They all work in the same circle. They all owned by the same people. You know, they always have the same news. They always talk about the same person. And if they decide to go in on the person and talk down and make that person look bad, they will all jump on that person just like a pack of dogs. So you got to watch that type of shit too, man. So you got to just read it and break down what they said or read the article, because sometimes some articles just don't make sense. And then some people fall into the trap because they fall into their feelings about the article. So listening, instead of reading and understanding the words that's in the article, that's breaking things down. You know, that article will be having some crazy stuff in it. It's like, wow, that don't make sense. You know, you start asking questions like I do now. You know. There's a lot of things going on, man. I just want y'all to keep your heads up. You know, keep your people close, you know. They need help. They just need somebody to talk to. Man, sit there and talk to them, you know. Some people need people to talk to in this time because some people are actually locked in their house. Or they can't go to their friends as they want to go to. They're scared they're going to catch a disease. So if they call you, man, pick up the phone and just talk with them for a while. You know, they just probably need someone to talk to, you know, or want to know some stuff. You know, don't be all hesitant, you know, to get stop the time to be rude to people or mean to people. You know, in this time, it's time to come together, really. Black or white, Mexican, Chinese. Or Asian, you know, whatever you are, it's time for everyone to come together. Put aside the racism stuff because there's more than that going on right now. They use the racism to keep us at odds, to keep you going and having more stuff to talk about while they do what they want to do. So why do we want to continue to keep that going when we don't have to? We could just sit there and we can make things go. We could change the whole thing out. This right there. It's like, nah, we cool on that. Let's talk about this. What are you doing up there? Where's my money going that you take from me almost every year? Or every day? Where's that going? What are you doing with it? Even with your state, questioning them about your money. Where's that going? What's that? Why are we spending it on that? Then who's how many hands is touching that? You know? It's a lot of hands. I'm in Missouri. We passed the marijuana in here in Missouri this year or last year in 2020. It was passed. Now, I know once people start paying their taxes on it, state-wise, there's going to be more than one person touching that money. Somebody going to take some off the top since they can't keep track of it, really, so nobody would ever know. Each bundle to come in and I take a little here and a little there, who's going to know that? So you got to watch that type of stuff. You got to ask questions, where is this money going? We're paying you taxes, so we shouldn't have any problems with any roads or anything, schools needing food or none of that. You know, people should be eating free lunch in school anyway, so we shouldn't have that problem then. You know, but, you know, you got to watch who's the snakes out there, you know. Even with the state government to federal government. But right now, the federal government is a big pickle right now. It's a big thing going, man. There's a lot of stuff going on along with the COVID. And I believe, me personally, I believe they took the COVID and put it out there. It's out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not out there. A lot of people get me confused when I say it's not, when I don't believe in it and all that. It's not that I don't believe in it. I just know it's not. It's out there. But it's something else out there too. Or they're doing it, giving it to you at the hospital once you figure out you got it and you go in. But that's just me. It's just cover up to keep you focused on that while other things are going on behind the scenes within the government. Amongst themselves that they don't want to get out or, you know, or might slip out. So they slap you in the face back with the COVID and how many people would die and stuff like that until they get this, whatever's going on, fixed. I don't want to go deep into that right now. That'd be another show. I could go in on what's going on, maybe going on. I feel it's going on or where some analysts have came out with or whistleblowers that came out with what they're know of what's going on. I will bring that to the show. I might bring that to the Anchor show because I can't get striked a lot as I do on YouTube. So Anchor would let me do it and push it out for me all over the place. By the way, if you want to join Anchor as your own little podcast, because I'm going to tell you this, man, they put you all over the place for you. They do the work for you. So basically, you just record and you edit it. You set the time you want to set it out there, and then they push it out to every stream, every podcast, a phone, Apple, Google, whatever, you know, Spotify. They push it everywhere, you know, just for you. Let alone they give you they help you get sponsors. So since this is my first show on this one, I will get some sponsors probably here after I do a few more. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm here mostly for the talk, you know, find people to talk about or talk with or just to give some knowledge or give some information with what's going on. So, just to be up there for a little bit, you know. Give you my thoughts, and you might have the same thoughts. You might be thinking that same thing that day, you know, wow, that's right. It could be a distraction. It could be a lot of things going on. There's something going on. Nashville thing didn't make sense. There's something going on, you know. So it's crazy, you know. It's a lot of things that could be happening. And we're just sitting in our house waiting to get the okay. It's free to be you again. It's free to take off the mask and let your lips fly a little bit, you know. But it don't make sense. You know, you take the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask. So what's the point of me wearing a vaccine if I still have to wear a mask? It don't even make sense. Why take something and I still have to wear something? You know? Then the ones that are telling you to wear it, I'll guarantee you, when they're not on camera, then jokers are not wearing it. You know, I guarantee it. I guarantee they're sitting around all their friends laughing about it. You know, having their little drinks and come on, now I go on TV tomorrow and put my mask on, you know. for my do my act. The world is a big stage, and there's movies that tell you that. Shakespeare says it. It's in books. A lot of us don't see it as a stage and think it's real. Some of it's real. I think some is real, and some isn't. You know. So it just all, you know, it's just all, you know, we're all actors, we're extras. And the ones that's on the shows, the ones they put on TV to put on the show, we sit here and watch the show as an extra, and we live our lives, and the camera just glimpses into it right now. You know, they about to be in your lives a lot with them cameras. All on you. You're gonna have a camera all in your house. You got a camera in your house now. Then you gotta think the people who go get the camera doorbells. Then along with the camera doorbells, they go get extra cameras to put along in their house. So who you think gonna be able to get access to those cameras and watch you anytime they wanna watch you? Yes, your government. They can do that. They can go in and get the IP address and start linking in anytime they want to. Anybody can do it, not just your government. Hackers can do it easy, no problem. But you gotta watch it about the cameras. They're about to put cameras on every block, every street, every corner, every building to triangulate you. It's crime is gonna get hard. If you do crime, it's gonna get hard. Because it's gonna be recorded. Everything you do is going to be recorded. It's going to have face recognition, easy to find, and you'll know where you live. You're already in the system because you already put your face on social media 24/7. 24/7, you put your face on social media. 24/7, your face is in your phone where your camera is always on when you think it's off. So they already have your face every time you look into your camera. You know, so face recognition is pretty easy set up already for them. Next is getting the cameras to manipulate the size of your head and eyes, because they already have your face. If you've been in crime already, you got your fingerprints already. Apple came out with the fingerprint thing, unlock your phone. They already have your fingerprint. They got your fingerprint, they got your eye print, they got your nose print. They got everything they need, really, to do whatever they want. It's crazy. And some people sit up here, I don't want to be on social media. I don't want to show my face on this and that. But then you think about it, my face is already on everything. If you got a laptop, it comes with cameras. That camera is on. Even though that light's not on, that camera's on unless you put tape over the camera. But then your speaker is on. They turn the speaker or the mic on and listen to anything you want to say. Crime is going to get hard. Because everybody got to have their phone on them. Your phone have a location device on it. Triangulates everything you do. And now the location is so modified that it will be right where you was at. It will show you picture right where you was at. It's not hard. You know? I think some things we don't think out. We're moving into a new age of different things and technology, where things gonna be real cool. Something's gonna be real cool, technology wise. But other things gonna happen too. To get to that age, a lot of bad things gonna happen to get to the new world of where they want us to be. Difference, you know, how things are going to be different. How you going to be eating different? A lot of people don't believe me or don't believe it. I read the article. You're going to be eating different. You know, you're going to be eating. Either you're going to be eating healthier, or you're going to be eating meat that's made in a lab, no longer grown in the fields. It's contaminated. It's going to be contaminated probably because it's grown in a lab, but no longer. You know, force-fed animals with broken legs probably, because you wouldn't know what animal you're eating because it's made in a lab. They're just going to tell you it's hamburger. Oh, that's sausage. That's this and that. You have to go to an actual farmer to get the meat you want. But you start going to keep going to grocery stores, you're going to start seeing different type of meat. You're going to start saying different words on it once they get it modified to the way they want. You know, there's going to be a lot of new stuff coming out, man, where